With their Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. You can classify words in your sleep. When people practice simple word classification tasks before sleep, knowing that a cat is an animal, for example, their brains will unconsciously continue to make those classifications even in sleep. The findings reported in the Cell Press journal Current Biology show that some parts of the brain behave similarly whether we are asleep or awake and pave the way for further studies on the processing capacity of our sleeping brains. Far from falling into a limbo when we fall asleep, parts of our brain can routinely process what is going on in our surroundings and apply a relevant scheme of response. This explains some everyday life experiences such as our sensitivity to our name in our sleep or to specific sound of an alarm clock compared to equally loud, less relevant sounds. Researchers say one could imagine people performing calculations on simple equations while falling asleep and then continuing to identify those calculations as correct or not during a snooze. Why age reduces our stem cells' ability to repair muscles. As we age, stem cells throughout our bodies gradually lose their capacity to repair damage. Researchers from Ottawa Hospital Research Institute and University of Ottawa have discovered the reason why this decline occurs in our skeletal muscle. Their findings were published in the influential journal Nature Medicine. What's happening is that our skeletal muscle stem cells are not being instructed to maintain their population. As we get older, the activity of the JAK-STAT pathway shoots up, and this changes how muscle stem cells divide. To maintain a population of these stem cells, which are called satellite cells, some have to stay as stem cells when they are divided. With increased activity of the JAK-STAT pathway, fewer divide to produce two satellite cells, and more commit to cells that eventually become muscle fiber. This reduces the population of these regenerating satellite cells, which result in a reduced capacity to repair and rebuild muscle tissue. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Study of almost 900,000 people show pre-diabetes increases the risk of cancer by 15%. Meta-analysis comprising 16 studies and over 891,000 participants from various regions of the world shows that pre-diabetes increases the risk of cancer by 15%, with differing risk depending on the type of cancer. Prediabetes is a general term that refers to an intermediate stage between normoglycemia and overt type 2 diabetes. It includes individuals with impaired glucose tolerance, impaired fasting glucose, or a combination of the two. In a site-specific cancer analysis, prediabetes was significantly associated with double the risk of liver cancer, a 55% increased risk of stomach or colorectal cancer, a 19% increased risk of pancreatic and breast cancers, and a 60% increased risk of endometrium cancer. Fish oil may help curb seizure frequency in epilepsy. Low doses might be helpful in epilepsy that no longer respond to drug treatment, but high doses were no better than placebo treatment, the findings indicated. The researchers in the current study wanted to know what difference, if any, low-dose fish oil made to seizure frequency and or cardiovascular health. 24 people whose epilepsy was no longer responsive to drugs were therefore given three separate treatments, each lasting 10 weeks and separated by a period of 6 weeks, plus three capsules of corn oil, six capsules of fish oil daily high dose equivalent to 2,160 milligrams every day, and three capsules of corn oil twice a day as a placebo. The average number of seizures among those taking low-dose fish oil was around 12 per month. This compares with just over 17 for the high dose and just over 18 for the placebo, equivalent to a fall of a third. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And your co-host, TLAT, the artist formerly known as Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hey, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. And it's Casual Friday, and today is anything but casual. There's a lot to talk about, a lot of important stuff to talk about. I guess the first thing we want to talk about is the Primal D. We got some comments this morning on a post that I did, too.
Oh, did you?
That kind of, yeah.
Well, because I know you've had... Like the guy that works here is using it, and you've had some comments from people.
Also, Trish Burton, who is the esthetician over at Zishi Salon, said that she started using it and she noticed right away that she felt better. Uh-huh. I think people that have low vitamin D status and seasonal
affective disorder,
I think they respond better to the transdermally delivered vitamin D than the oral.
I haven't used it in a couple of days, but I used it about 2 days ago, and that day I did feel better. I had like a surge of energy, it felt like.
Yeah.
I just felt
better. Well, remember when we first started experimenting with the formulations, Patrick Arnold is the person the chemist who formulated it for us. And so I had the first batch sent to us, and I sprayed it on.
Yeah.
It was pretty high dose, and I told you that. Like within a couple of minutes, I felt like this sense of energy, like I had a cup of coffee or something. It wasn't nervous, frenetic energy, but it was like, wow. And then it happened the second day and the third day. And I even messaged Dr. Chris Masterjohn and said, I mean, is this placebo or is this, you know, could this be real? And he said, no, it could be real. It just depends on if other people feel it. Well, a lot of people are telling me now that they spray it on. And they feel something.
Well, didn't Brian, the guy that works here, tell you that he's been using it and he just has a sense of well-being?
Yeah. And see, Brian doesn't take any vitamins. He doesn't take any supplements. He doesn't really, he's like the average American person, right? I mean, even his wife, Sarah, they're just wonderful people. They've adopted two babies from China. I mean, they're just really generous people. She's like, what's vitamin D for anyway? You know, it's like, And so Brian took it. And sprayed it on in the morning after a shower without really expecting anything. It's not like he expected to feel anything. And then one day he came in and he said, do you feel this when you use it? I says, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, I just feel, he goes, I noticed that I've been feeling really good lately. And I really have nothing to attribute it to. I says, well, maybe you've suffered from seasonal affective disorder and never knew it. Because the day light cycles are changing now. It's, you know, nighttime comes sooner. The days start later. People are going to start feeling blah, less motivated right now. Mm-hmm. And that's a sign of seasonal affective disorder. So there's definitely something afoot. The other thing that we hear is that you can taste it within a minute.
Yeah,
of
because Brian left the office building and called you, and he said, "I can taste something."
He goes,
in my
"This
mouth.
Is weird." He goes, "I've never put anything on my skin that I could taste in my mouth. This is weird." He goes, more as a public service announcement than anything else. Those of you who follow us on Facebook know that last weekend, a week ago today, we were still blissfully in love, naively, with our gym. and this goes for any gym out there, quite frankly. Last Saturday, we went to the gym, like we always do, Saturday morning. We got there at 9 o'clock before the mad rush, which starts generally around 10:30, to get our workout in. Alisa and I walked into the gym. Alisa went back into the ladies' locker room, locked up her belongings, said good morning to a woman, without realizing that that woman would later violate her, within minutes of her leaving the locker room. This woman took a bolt cutter out of her bag and cut Elisa's lock off and took all of her valuables out and then relocked the lock. She put her own lock on because she knew that management wouldn't be able to just cut the lock off quickly. They'd have to find whose lock that was and blah, and that would add time to her getaway. But the important thing about this story is that our gym allowed a complete stranger,
some random person off the street,
to come in and train as a guest without asking for ID.
And
you need to ask.
And she was not with a member. Typically, gyms have you come in with a member.
But even when I've traveled and I've gone to back then and you know, an Urban Active or something like that, they always ask you for your driver's license. And quite frankly, most of them make you leave your driver's license at the front desk.
Well, I think that their procedure at this gym is to make a copy of it and then to give you back your license. But the person at the front desk didn't ask her for any ID and had her sign some liability waiver to work out. She signed some random name with the last name Usher.
Yeah. And so no one checked to see if this person was really who they say they are.
Yes.
They let her in, and she was there for one thing and one thing only. It wasn't the Zumba class, because she got there 4 minutes before us, and she left 5 minutes after we got there. So within the 10-minute span, Alisa walked in. She said, "That's the girl," cut her lock, took her belongings, and left the gym wearing a winter jacket with the hood pulled up and sunglasses on a day that was 90 degrees. No one thought that was suspicious.
With an oversized duffel bag.
Yeah, she had a rucksack. She had a duffel bag that was at least 3 feet long.
And we played back the security cameras, and keep in mind there's no security in the locker room. They can't have security cameras inside the locker room. This person knew that. But as she was walking out of the locker room, you could see on the camera how fast she was walking.
Yeah, she was bolting.
Yeah, she was bolting out of there. She looked suspicious to me on the video camera. Had I been an employee of that gym, I would have questioned, why does she have a hood on?
Well, wait.
And it's 90 degrees
out. But forget all that. She just paid $15 for a day pass.
And they
supposedly to attend the Zumba class, and left 5 minutes after she got there. Like, when they watched her, they said, oh, no. Well, she said she was going to get something to eat and come back for the Zumba class. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. She just paid $15 to take a Zumba class. She's going to run out and eat something before a Zumba class, and she's leaving with a hood on and sunglasses. No one thought, hey, let me watch where she goes. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's because I'm from Brooklyn, and I think that everybody's a potential perpetrator in life.
Well, part of the thing for me was, during this process at the gym, management made me feel like I was the perpetrator.
Like you were wrong.
Like I was wrong.
And we have to take a break, but I want to talk about this even more when we come back. The reason is because you need to be aware of this stuff. You need to find out if does your gym allow complete strangers to come in and train as guests without presenting any kind of ID at all. And also, when we started talking about this, we found out so many other people have been violated at the gym. No one talks about it. You need to talk about this stuff with your other gym members. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and I want to pick this up because this is a very, very important discussion. We all go to the gym, and we are all potential victims. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio
punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
If you snore and you want to try the Good Night anti-snoring ring, we have a few to give away. I'll explain later in the show how you can get those. So stay tuned for that. Welcome back to Casual Friday. You know, this is a very serious subject, and it's important that we talk about it, because here's what I discovered. When we started telling people what happened to Elisa, people started saying to us, well, you know what happened to me? And what we found out was that the gym we train at has these occurrences, unbeknownst to us. And more importantly, they don't just happen in the gym. They happen out in the parking lot too. A lot of cars within the past few months have been broken into, in the parking lot. And the problem with this is this. Our gym doesn't talk about these things because they don't want people to perceive that it's unsafe there. So what they do in turn is create more victims, because if you don't know that someone just got robbed in the parking lot, or someone's locker was just cut open and stuff was taken out of it, you're going to be more lax. You're going to think, oh, that stuff doesn't happen here. I'm not going to worry about it. So by not talking about it, they actually create a fertile territory for thieves to come in and take advantage. I mean, do you agree with that?
Yes.
I mean, you started telling people, they started going back to you, well, I know so-and-so's car got broken into the other
day. Well, and the detective that came said that there were other gyms that are getting cars broken into. And so, I mean, just don't bring your valuables to the gym with you. You just can't.
And I want to talk about that. Wait. Good, I'm sorry.
So yesterday when I went to the gym for the first time, I was anxious going back into that gym. But anyway, I noticed that, like, just getting out of my car, I saw two women going into the gym without purses. All they had was like a towel and water bottles. And then in the gym when I was working out, I saw women carrying their purses with them.
Not even leaving them in the locker room.
Not even leaving them in the locker room.
So a couple people implied that, oh, well, Elisa shouldn't be carrying such an expensive purse. And almost like, and this is what happens when someone's victimized by a crime. When someone is victimized, people always try to point out why they were victimized. Well, you made yourself a target.
Well, the detective even alluded to that well, you were a target because you were carrying that brand of handbag.
But here's my frustration with this. I'm in the men's locker room. I know several men who train at the gym in the morning who are high-level businessmen in this community. They put $8,000 and $12,000 wristwatches on after they get out of the shower. So what about those guys? Should they leave all their accessories at home and have to go home and change there? I mean, the whole purpose of showering and getting ready and prepared at the gym is you have all your stuff there. So why is it that someone would take the opinion that, oh, you shouldn't carry the things that you've worked so hard to get and that you are happy to have because others will steal them? Why aren't we saying, this is a horrible situation, and it's not your problem. You should have the right to take anything that you own with you without the fear that someone is going to steal it from you. That's the norm, not the abnorm. The abnorm is, oh, well, you shouldn't take anything good with you because then you're a target. No. Well, what we need to start doing is targeting the criminals and doing things to them.
And the reality is we were doing something after the gym, so I had my makeup bag with me and, you know, I had things that I don't normally take into the gym because
right.
It was a Saturday. We were going out for the day afterward. I was going to get ready,
change, right.
Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's unfortunate. But I did my part. The sign says, lock up your valuables.
Right.
That's what I did.
Right.
Who knew that someone was going to let a random person in off the street?
Now, keep in mind, the reason that woman came to that gym is because she knew she could get in without ID because she didn't go to Urban Active, which is now LA Fitness. They make you leave your driver's license at the door.
So the moral of the story is you need to find out what the rules
the
of gym your
policy
gym.
Is. Right. Mm-hmm. Because if your gym is letting strangers in, you have a problem. Even things that you don't think are valuable will be valuable to a thief. They'll take anything, let's be honest. Okay, enough of that.
Time to change gears here.
Yes, so what do you want to talk about first?
I have an interesting article, and I'm sorry. I'm not at the top of my game this week. I've spent the whole week cleaning up messes from that event. But
right.
Someone sent me an article about mother's milk, breast milk. And the name of the article is Mother Makes Soap from Breast Milk as Liquid Gold for Healing.
Right.
And basically it's a mother. She's 29 years old. She lives in Florida. And she's using breast milk from people who send her their milk. She makes soap from it, organic
right.
soaps. And they're using it on their own bodies of the family. And they're
right.
using it to cure things like eczema and things like that.
Sure. I believe it. And so someone came out and said they're worried about cross-contamination, right? And
mm-hmm.
I thought about that after you said it. Most soaps, in order to produce the saponification process, you have to add lye to the soap. And the soap gets so dangerously hot that it could actually combust into flames. I don't think any microbes are going to live through the saponification process. I think that's going to create a very aseptic environment.
It says here that she cooks it on a low to medium heat, and she uses coconut oil, therapeutic grade essential oils, glycerin, purified water, organic honey, soybean protein, and like oatmeal if there's an exfoliation type
right.
soap.
Right. So she doesn't use lye at all then?
No, it doesn't say that in there.
Well, as long as she's getting, getting it to 140 degrees, that's considered low heat pasteurization.
Well, and think about it. We use cow's milk. We use goat's milk.
They make soap out of those.
Yeah, so how's it any different?
I think when you start talking about human breast milk, there's a lot of people out there that just get the heebie-jeebies, and that's where this comes from. There's people who are just uncomfortable with their own bodies and the human body in general that look at that like, oh, that's just wrong. That's, something's wrong about that. I really think that's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Those glasses are too heavy, aren't they?
So my eyeglasses were in, I just use readers, but they were in my handbag. So I'm using some of Carl's, and they're so heavy on my nose. It hurts.
You want these back?
No. I've just got to go buy some new ones. But anyway, on the subject of soap, so and how it works with your skin, last night I have a Clarisonic that I use on my face. I just wanted to mention this because my skin feels so soft this morning. I used it all over my body yesterday. I put it on my arms and my chest, and it just makes your
And Carl did her back.
It just makes your skin feel so soft. You know, it's something, it's basically just exfoliating, but it's something that we should do.
You think a loofah is not as good as a Clarisonic? You think it's too rough or something?
I don't like the loofah. I've used a loofah before, and it was too rough on my skin. Yeah, so I like the Clarisonic.
So like a soft brush, remember the baby brushes for baby's hair? It's like so soft, like that kind of brush.
They sell body brushes that you can buy at like Sephora or Ulta and those types of places. And they're softer and use them as body brushes and you just use it in a circular motion. But that's the motion that the Clarisonic uses is that circular motion.
Hey guys, and it's a great opportunity for you to get in the bathtub with your girlfriend. You can do her back for her. So just
keep
that in mind.
Too much information.
Anyway. So we could either take an early break.
No, we can talk about this real quick. The Grocery Manufacturers Association vice president.
I love this.
There's a blog that's on Huffington Post that now keep in mind that the Grocery Manufacturers Association and the people that are for,
they're against genetically modified food labeling. They're against GMO labeling.
They're against GMO labeling because they say that it's going to increase the price.
Right, right, the cost
and,
of products.
And this blog has the vice president saying that adding a few words to a label has no impact on the price of making or selling food.
Now, keep in mind, this was not in the context of genetically modified food labeling. This was in the context of other issues related to food costs.
Like nutrition.
Yeah, and he was pointing out that it's like no big deal. I mean, and he even says, you know, companies add changes to their box design and labeling all the time to convey now it has this and now it has that. So in one breath, they're saying it's too expensive to change the label. In the other breath, they're saying it's really no big deal to change the label. And you and I both know, and everybody out there knows, that there's really no big expense to changing the label. What these companies are really worried about is the indirect cost of changing the label because people won't buy those products anymore. That's what it really comes down to.
There's even been a recent study by a former Food Marketing Institute expert who found no evidence that label changes boost food prices.
Yeah, I mean, this is
and
nonsense.
We all know that. That's critical thinking, but I just wanted to bring that up. I find it ironic that he's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Of course, but that's what they do, and that's why I run for the hills. Only buy products that you know don't have genetically modified foods. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more good stories. Later in the show, we're going to tell you how you can get one of these anti-snoring rings to try for yourself. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. These stories are really important stories, but we try to have fun with them at the same time. Where do you want to go first, Lisa?
You know, I want to talk about General Mills just bought Annie's Annie's Homegrown. Mm-hmm. If you aren't familiar with it, it's the one with the little rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make like the rabbit macaroni for mac and cheese for kids. General Mills just bought Annie's Homegrown for $820 million.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that's important because they're one of the last large independently owned organic and natural food brands.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening is all of these major companies are buying up these small organic companies and they're changing all of the ingredients that are used.
Right. They basically just take the company and make it a shell and ride along on the goodwill that the company has already developed, but then they change everything about it.
Annie's Homegrown is a 25-year-old company. They've been a staple in the natural foods industry, and last year they grew 20%, which I guess is very appealing to someone like General Mills, who I guess one of their big brands is Cheerios. General Mills is Cheerios. And
right.
If you recall, not too long ago, we talked about General Mills is changing the ingredients of Cheerios' original brand to non-GMO, but that's the only one.
Right.
The rest of the brands are going to stay the same.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So they're going to try to give people who want non-GMO something to buy from them. That's basically it.
Yeah, but like with Annie's, I'm sure that things aren't going to be the same.
No, they never
just
are.
Just like with Burt's Bees, when
right.
they were bought out, nothing stayed the same with that.
Right. I commented this morning on someone's post about Meatless Monday, this constant push for more and more people to be vegetarian. The First Lady, Michelle Obama, is a huge proponent of Meatless Monday and also a vegetarian approach to life. And it's scary to me when those people who have that much impact on the population start professing the wrong things. And then you have a story about the Texas school, right?
Well, evidently, this comes from a very they're vegetarians, so they think that this is a positive thing.
Yeah, right.
And it's the Texas officials are not in favor of the Meatless Mondays,
right.
And so they're coming out against it. And so this article is basically saying that, you know, they shouldn't, that that's a good thing.
Yeah, so what they're saying is
what
they're saying
is
that
the environment.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, the Texas authorities that are standing in the way of this good thing for children. That's mm-hmm. what they're saying.
Restricting children's meat choices not to include meat is irresponsible and has no place in our schools. Well, okay, so let the parents decide. Why don't they give them both a choice?
Oh no, because this country is becoming more and more of a police state. And I don't mean police state from the standpoint of there's a lot of cops. I mean the government is now playing a larger role in how you raise your children and how you have relationships and what you do. Things that were customarily always designed to be yours and your sovereign right as an individual to do. I mean, short of hurting your kids and beating them, now the government wants to tell you how you should feed your kids. And we already know, we're going to be talking about this later in the show, what drugs they should be on at 8 years old. I mean, it's crazy. And if you are stupid enough to allow this government that can't balance a budget, and I don't mean this current administration, I mean this government, go back 50 years, go forward 50 years, this government who can't do anything right, and has unlimited funds because they just keep making it harder and harder for good, hardworking people like us by taking more money from us. If you are stupid enough to follow any of the edicts that this government puts out, then you deserve what you get.
Well, I guess a way to combat that is let the child bring their lunch, but do keep in mind that there have been school districts that would throw away didn't they fine a mother because she didn't meet the macronutrients that school district had set out
they threw something
guideline.
Away. And you know what? Parents should be able to feed their kids. I mean, short of sending your kid to school with Twizzlers and Tang, you know what I mean? I mean, if you're sending your kid to school with macaroni and cheese and a ham sandwich and stuff like that, I mean, parents should have the right to be able to feed their kids what they want, first of all. And then let's influence their choices. Let's teach them about nutrition. Let's help them make better decisions. But the school has no place in doing that, nor does the American government. Because the American government just wants to sell more corn, soy, and wheat so that they can get their money back for it.
Alex Leaf posted a really interesting article this morning from the National Geographic magazine, mm-hmm. The Evolution of Diet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about that now?
Sure. This is a good time.
That kind of goes filled.
Fits right in with this discussion.
Right. Evidently, I guess they're going to these areas of the world where there's hunter and gatherers and
still around,
and they're going to observe how they eat because the paleo craze and they've actually Lauren Cordain, they quoted him in here. It's just saying that the Stone Age diet is the one and only diet that is ideally fits our genetic makeup. But then they kind of go back and say that what he says is not necessarily true.
Well, it's not accurate. So look, here's what we do know about our diet over the millions of years, okay? We had multiphasic diets based on season and availability and geographical region. Not everybody had salmon and salad available to them. So even paleo overly simplifies this fact.
But the other thing that no one seems to get is that hunter-gatherers spent more than 50% of their day, ready for this, folks, hunting and gathering. They didn't walk to their fridge and get a piece of organic bok choy and a humanely raised pork chop and cook it. They had to go out and expend energy catching and gathering the food. And they didn't combine foods quite often. They didn't say, you know what would be really good with this deer? If we had some cabbage. No, they ate the deer. And when they were done with the deer, they picked up nuts and they ate nuts. And they ate whatever they could find because they spent 50% of their day finding food in the first place. What people are failing to understand in the paleo community and abroad, and a broad region of nutritionists is that part of the magic of the hunter-gatherer diet is the hunting and gathering. It's the activity levels of going out and getting the food, not walking to your fridge and opening it up and getting a, you know, nice piece of grass-fed beef and throwing it on the Barbie and cooking it. That's one of the missing mechanisms here. So, but there's a lot of other things that we can't just take for granted and overly simplify, like during certain seasons, they didn't have any vegetables because it was cold and nothing was growing. And they didn't have refrigerators. They didn't have silos. So they probably ate a lot of animal protein at that point in time and a lot of animal fat. And then when things started growing, they probably ate that stuff more so because it was easier to gather that than to catch an animal. You know, this notion that, you know, food combining is just a myth. They didn't do that. So I'm partially agree with that notion that the paleo community is trying to overly simplify, but they're doing a lot better job than the American Dietetic Association, in my opinion.
It says in this article that it's talking about the different tribes, and this one is the Hadza, H-A-D-Z-A, of Tanzania, are the world's largest full-time hunter and gatherers. They live on what they find, game, honey, plants, including tubers, berries, and baobab fruit. And there's a video of them collecting honey. And they have a flame that they're putting inside the hive, and then the bees are leaving.
Off the bees,
And then they're getting the honey. It's interesting that, you know, they even have to fight for their honey to get their honey.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're taking a stick, and they're usually sucking the honey off of the stick. They didn't stick a spoon in the honey, drop it at the bottom of their teacup, fill it up with green tea, and get their honey that way. It's like that, even getting honey was work.
Here it says the Inuit of Greenland survived for generations eating almost nothing but meat in a landscape too harsh for most plants. Today's markets offer more variety, but a taste for meat persists. So,
but see, Stefansson studied the Inuit, and this is in Randy Roach's Volume 1 of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. And what he discovered was that there were polymorphisms. Because they evolved under those conditions, they thrived under those conditions. So you or I can't start eating like the Inuit. It won't work for us. That's the other thing when I said geography plays a role in all of this as well. We have to take a break. But it's a really good discussion, and of course, thanks to Alex for putting that up on Facebook. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for. for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal.
Don't quit your day job.
You'll have me suicidal unless I take Prozac. Then the Prozac will have me suicidal.
Evidently, exercise helps children with ADHD.
Oh, go figure. They had to do a study on that, right?
Right.
I mean, look, if you have a child that has a lot of energy, what's better than like letting them go out and get rid of the energy and play and exercise?
You know, what I find startling is that in 2000, these are numbers from 2011, 6.1% of children in the U.S. take ADHD medication.
That's scary.
Such as Adderall and Ritalin, and it's up from 4.8% in 2007.
That's scary. That just shows the number of parents who turn their children over to doctors blindly and say, well, what should I do, doc? What should I do?
11% of children had a diagnosis of ADHD in 2011, and that was up from 7.8% in 2003. So basically they're saying that teachers in schools should get their children up periodically and have a little exercise session and or do some sort of activity prior to school, like a half hour before school.
Right.
And it helped with their focus. It helped them be more attentive, less moody. I was driving to the gym the other day. I went.
Was this before or after you were assaulted?
Actually, this was yesterday. And there were children in the schoolyard. It was the cutest thing. They were very young. They looked to be like 6 years old or young. They were young. And there was one little girl in the front of the pack, and she was like leading the class. Like
right.
She was doing, pretending they had jump ropes, and they were all jumping in unison.
Right.
And I just thought, you know, that is the cutest thing. And they should all maybe like let one student every day get in front of the class,
lead the class.
And lead the class in an exercise.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And it could be hop on one foot. Like I want everybody to hop on one foot for 5 minutes. You know what I mean? It's like that. It could be that. Okay, switch feet. But what a great idea. Let the kids lead the rest of the children.
Yeah. So, I mean, but who knew that they had to do a study to figure out that children needed exercise?
Yeah, I know, right? I'm telling you, this This country is becoming like the movie Idiocracy. If you've never seen the movie Idiocracy, watch it, because it is a satire on what we are becoming as a population. Now, this leads into another story, which is that more and more children at a very young age are being put on statin drugs for what they're calling genetically predisposed dyslipidemia. Okay? Now, I've talked about on this show that you not only get your genes from your parents, but you get your lifestyle from your parents, the food you eat and so on, right? Mm-hmm. And if your parents don't do much in the way of activity, chances are as a kid, you don't do much in the way of activity. So when you were reading this story and saying we have to talk about this on Casual Friday, you said to me, what? About, well, why don't they just try exercise to see if the kid? And I thought to myself, wait a minute. That is.
Oh, critical thinking.
So they just figured out that, oh, exercise helps kids with ADHD. Wait a minute. Maybe it'll help kids that have high cholesterol. Oh, my God. Wait, let's go do a study and wait 10 years to figure that one out.
They call that familial hypercholesterolemia.
Yeah.
And is that a real... Is that a real problem?
Yeah, that's what that when the statin drug companies do those commercials and they say, you may have high cholesterol because of fettuccine Alfredo or your uncle Alfredo. They're trying to imply that, well, some people have it genetically. There's nothing you can do about it, which is complete nonsense.
They say here that this inherited disorder affects about 1 in 500 people.
Yeah.
And the guidelines are recommending that children as young as 8 begin taking statins.
Could you imagine this? 8 years old, their bodies are still forming. Cholesterol is a building block for so many things, not to mention hormones that will lead them into puberty and cell walls and the brain, and they're going to put these kids on statin drugs. This is child abuse. In my opinion, who recommended that? The AMA?
Yes.
This is child abuse. Imagine a mother giving a child a cigarette at 8 years old. Imagine a mother giving a child her HRT hormones at 8 years old. Imagine a mother giving a child a blood pressure medicine at 8 years old. This is child abuse, and the AMA is condoning it. In fact, they're recommending it.
This is from an email that I get from the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health.
Right. Now, you know what's going to happen. 15, 20 years from now, after these poor children are sacrificed and have horrible lives and die young and have all sorts of diseases as a result of them taking statin drugs starting at 8, they're going to go, well, I guess we were wrong. And no one will be punished for it. No one.
The younger the age of those who start taking the drug, the better, noted the study, published in the September 10th issue of the Journal of the American Medical
Association. How do they know that? Show me the test cases of 500 people that started taking statin drugs at 8, and show me them now at 70 and 80, and show me that they lived better lives as a result. How do they know that? How do they make those suggestions?
They followed 194 children for 10 years, and they were prescribed Prevostatin and followed for 10 years. The results showed that taking the drug prevented premature arterial sclerosis.
Oh.
But what else did they have? Did they have diabetes?
Well, never mind that. So in other words, I can show you kids that don't have premature arterial sclerosis without taking statin drugs. Guess what? They exercise. They eat a different diet. Their parents have a different lifestyle impetus that they take on. I mean, it doesn't take statin drugs. Where did these drugs exist 500 years ago? How did we get here without these drugs? No one's asking the right questions.
Early initiation of statins to children with familial hypercholesterolemia showed significant improvement. And this comes from a pediatric doctor. He's a cardiologist at Staten Island University.
He's in Staten Island and he's pushing statin drugs.
And the safety of the statin therapy was well established at a short-term duration. So it is safe to initiate statin therapy in children with familial hypercholesterolemia and also young children who are high risk for premature arterial sclerosis.
This is sad. This is so sad. No, let the kids exercise. Get them moving. Stop letting them eat junk food and all these starchy processed carbs. You'll see their cholesterol straighten out. They don't need statin drugs.
Or how about just prescribe depression medication for them?
Well, and this is the FDA's message, right?
Yes. This is coming from the FDA. Don't leave childhood depression untreated.
Right.
And they're just basically saying that the Prozac and Lexapro are there and approved for children to use for depression.
You know what?
My question to you is, when children age, like your daughter, you know, she's moody. So if someone's moody or if someone is...
Yeah, got to get them on a drug.
What are you going to do? You're going to get them on a drug? Why not go out and go do some activity outside, like go for a walk in the park with them?
Well, wait a minute. Exercise has already been shown in numerous good, well-done studies to mitigate the effects of depression better than SSRIs. People with major depressive disorder responded better to exercise than taking Prozac. Prozac was the drug that they used in that study. Why not get kids to exercise? It will help their cholesterol levels. It'll keep them from being depressed, and apparently it'll cure their ADHD. This is crazy, folks. Don't you see what's happening here? The pharmaceutical industry is wringing their hands. Oh, my God. Could you imagine the profitability of our company if we can get people to start taking these drugs at 8 years old instead of 48 years old? A whole 40 years more of profits we'll have. This is disgusting. This is human exploitation at its best, and our government is condoning it. The Food and Drug Administration, the company, the organization that's brought you more death than any other sinister regime combined, they're endorsing this stuff. You have to be an idiot to follow this guidance here.
Prozac is approved for ages 8 and older. Lexapro for kids 12 and older. But the FDA does require that all antidepressants include a boxed warning about the increased risks of suicidal thinking and behavior in children, adolescents, and young adults up to 24.
Somebody needs to give Margaret Hamburg an SSRI for a while. Maybe we'll get lucky and she'll commit suicide. This is terrible. I can't believe they're going to do this to children now. This country is out of its mind. I'm speechless. Could you imagine a population of children 8, 9, 10 years old on Lexapro, on a statin drug, on an ADHD drug? And what else are you going to do to these kids? We can wipe ourselves off the planet with this kind of stuff. And you know what? There won't be anybody to spend the profits from the pharmaceutical industry because they'll be dead too.
Well, aren't there supplements that have been shown to improve depression?
In fact, I think you have a list of how many?
5.
Okay, but you're going to have to wait till after the break to hear those. There are 5 supplements that have been shown to alleviate depression.
So why not give your children that supplement as opposed to Prozac?
Maybe parents don't know about it.
Which causes suicidal thinking.
You have to teach the parents. When we come back from the break, you're going to give the list. In the meantime...
Are we doing news now?
Well, yeah, there's news at the top of the hour. But in the meantime, whatever you do, don't put your kid on SSRIs or Prozac until we come back.
And don't take your purse to the gym.
Yeah, and don't take your purse to the gym. We'll be right back with more Supremum Radio. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 100
120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
With their Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. You can classify words in your sleep. When people practice simple word classification tasks before sleep, knowing that a cat is an animal, for example, their brains will unconsciously continue to make those classifications even in sleep. The findings reported in the Cell Press journal Current Biology show that some parts of the brain behave similarly whether we are asleep or awake, and pave the way for further studies on the processing capacity of our sleeping brains. Far from falling into a limbo when we fall asleep, parts of our brain can routinely process what is going on in our surroundings and apply a relevant scheme of response. This explains some everyday life experiences, such as our sensitivity to our name in our sleep or to the specific sound of an alarm clock, compared to equally loud, less relevant sounds. Researchers say one could imagine people performing calculations on simple equations while falling asleep and then continuing to identify those calculations as correct or not during a snooze. Why age reduces our stem cells' ability to repair muscles. As we age, stem cells throughout our bodies gradually lose their capacity to repair damage. Researchers from Ottawa Hospital Research Institute and University of Ottawa have discovered the reason why this decline occurs in our skeletal muscle. Their findings were published in the influential journal Nature Medicine. What's happening is that our skeletal muscle stem cells are not being instructed to maintain their population. As we get older, the activity of the JAK-STAT pathway shoots up, and this changes how muscle stem cells divide. To maintain a population of these stem cells, which are called satellite cells, some have to stay as stem cells when they are divided. With increased activity of the JAK-STAT pathway, fewer divide to produce two satellite cells, and more commit to cells that eventually become muscle fiber. This reduces the population of these regenerating satellite cells, which result in a reduced capacity to repair and rebuild muscle tissue. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. PRIMAL-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Study of almost 900,000 people show pre-diabetes increases the risk of cancer by 15%. Meta-analysis comprising 16 studies and over 891,000 participants from various regions of the world shows that prediabetes increases the risk of cancer by 15%, with differing risks depending on the type of cancer. Prediabetes is a general term that refers to an intermediate stage between normoglycemia and overt type 2 diabetes. It includes individuals with impaired glucose tolerance, impaired fasting glucose, or a combination of the two. In a site-specific cancer analysis, prediabetes was significantly associated with double the risk of liver cancer, a 55% increased risk of stomach or colorectal cancer, a 19% increased risk of pancreatic and breast cancers, and a 60% increased risk of endometrium cancer. Fish oil may help curb seizure frequency in epilepsy. Low doses might be helpful in epilepsy that no longer respond to drug treatment, but high doses were no better than placebo treatment, the findings indicated. The researchers in the current study wanted to know what difference, if any, low-dose fish oil made to seizure frequency and/or cardiovascular health. 24 people whose epilepsy was no longer responsive to drugs were therefore given three separate treatments, each lasting 10 weeks and separated by a period of 6 weeks, plus three capsules of corn oil, six capsules of fish oil daily high dose equivalent to 2,160 milligrams every day, and three capsules of corn oil twice a day as a placebo. The average number of seizures among those taking low-dose fish oil was around 12 per month. This compares with just over 17 for the high dose and just over 18 for the placebo, equivalent to a fall of a third. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator!
A little bit later in the show, we're going to tell you how to get a free good night anti-snoring ring. So if you or someone you know snores and you want to try this, we have a few of them to give away today. Welcome back. Okay, so when we went into the break, we said you were going to give everybody the list of natural supplements that have an antidepressant effect, right?
Yes.
What are they?
First one is omega-3 fatty acids.
And you know what? There you go. That one has been shown in so many good studies. I mean, they even use it with epilepsy, if you heard from the news a second ago. Anything with the brain, omega-3s, rocks
yes.
it. Yeah.
Yep. SAM-E.
Which people take for allergies, take for joint health. And so apparently it has an antidepressant effect as well.
Mm-hmm. St. John's wort, which yeah. I knew about the St. John's wort and the fish oil too, but mm-hmm. not the SAM-E. You said we have some SAM-E at home.
Yes, yes. Now, is it just St. John's wort or could it be Carl's wort? Because I have a wort. I just start nibbling on that. Will that have an antidepressant effect?
You have a wort?
No, I'm just joking.
N-acetylcysteine.
I take that every day because it's good for your liver and it reduces mucus buildup.
And it helps, too.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. And zinc.
And zinc you should be getting from your diet. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to take a zinc supplement.
So there you have it.
Okay, so there's 10 things that you may want to use first before an SSRI. Okay, so now let's talk about baby spas.
Well, this kind of feeds in, and thanks, Ryan, for sending this over. This kind of feeds into the exercise thing that we were just talking about. So evidently there are some baby spas that are opening. This particular one is called Float Baby, and it's in Houston, Texas. It's gained international attention after its opening in February. Evidently, they say, they make the claim that their service improves physical and cognitive development
right.
by as much as 50%.
And what do they do?
Well,
put the baby on an elliptical machine, then give them a massage and a facial?
No, they're in water. They're like, they've got these little floaties and they're in water floating around. They're so cute.
Wow, that's funny. I'm looking at the picture. So all you see is the kid's head in a little donut shaped, like, life preserver float?
They float for 20 minutes. The spa has babies from 2 weeks old to up to 8 months. And they float for 20 minutes in a small pool while wearing waterproof swim diapers and a specifically designed floating device. It's a donut-shaped flotation device around their necks to keep their heads above water.
If the baby is too big, it looks like this little floaty thing would hang the baby because they're just suspended there from their heads.
I wonder.
You know what'd be really cool? If we can get 5 or 6 of these kids for the next time we have a summer party and put the candles on their heads and let them float around the pool.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Or they could just be like the decoration, the floating
babies. Elisa has these floating candles that she puts in the pool anytime we have guests over in the summer. And at night, it's just so pretty. You have these, they look like lily pads with candles in them. They just kind of float around the pool. We could put these kids in the pool instead.
Until you have some idiot jump into the pool and splash everywhere.
Yeah, we had a friend's husband who thinks he's still 16 do a cannonball into the pool and destroy all the candles. He's brilliant anyway. So
yes. The prism of life.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's known as hydrotherapy. The inflatable ring allows the babies to move around easily, all the while strengthening muscles and bone structure.
That's cool.
I think that's awesome.
And it's really cool. Really, really is.
The pool is purified and kept at 95 to 98 degrees.
And the important thing, as you said earlier, is they're wearing diapers that the poopy and pee-pee can't get out of. So they're not going to be floating around like the tilapia in Vietnam in the cesspool of poopy. So there you go. Really good. I mean, it makes sense, right? The baby comes from an environment of fluids, right? Floating around in amniotic fluid. And I would imagine that having the baby float around in fluid is probably a good thing. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay, so now the FDA, in their infinite wisdom, have reversed their decision about saying that an aspirin a day keeps the doctor away.
Well, this is about heart disease, right? So they recommend a small children's aspirin. Excuse me. St. Joseph's baby aspirin or something like that. I think it's 78 milligrams a day, right?
Well, I thought it was Bayer aspirin.
Well, so it's a little enterically coated small aspirin that they say you take one a day and it'll keep you from having a heart problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now the FDA is saying maybe that's not true.
The FDA now says that if you have not experienced a heart problem, you should not be taking a daily aspirin, even if you have a family history of heart disease. This represents a significant departure from their prior position. So part of the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because they're constantly changing their minds on things.
Right.
You know, before they were adamant that you should take an aspirin a day. Mm-hmm. This is what their website says. FDA has concluded that the data do not support the use of aspirin as a preventative medication by people who have not had a heart attack, stroke, or cardiovascular problems, a use that is called primary prevention. In such people, the benefit has not been established, but risks such as dangerous bleeding into the brain
and I want to
or
talk about
stomach
this. Okay.
Are still present.
Okay, so aspirin is synthesized from white willow bark. It's the, acetylsalicylic acid from white willow bark. And we know that taking aspirin regularly can destroy the lining of the stomach and actually cause bleeding of the stomach. Aspirin is a synthetic the body just doesn't do well with. So it's always been well known that aspirin does these things. What I find interesting, and I understand why you wanted to talk about this, is because the Food and Drug Administration comes out with the gravity of its agency to promote things, to say, well, this is what, you know, and then people go, oh, well, the FDA said it's okay. And then they come back and they go, oh, we were wrong. Now, I'm not upset with the fact that they're coming back and saying they're wrong. What I'm upset about is that they lead people to think that when they make these decisions that you could trust them. People cannot trust the FDA. You can't look to the FDA and say, well, this is FDA approved for this, so I'm safe to take it. Because they don't even know, the truth is. So, I mean, I have no problem with them changing their position. What I have a problem with is when they take a position, they act like as though they know what they're talking about. And they don't.
Here it says, according to one article, long-term low-dose aspirin therapy may double your risk for gastrointestinal bleeding. And it also increases your risk for brain bleed, even especially if you're older.
Yeah. Yeah, when blood vessels start to get thinner and blood is getting thinner. But you know what? I got news for you. I'll tell you what else is going to do that. Coumadin and warfarin. Because don't forget, we're talking about blood thinning effects of aspirin that help during a heart attack, during an ischemic event. Well, guess what? People who have valve issues and atrial fib, they put them on warfarin and Coumadin for the rest of their lives. Those things thin the blood dangerously as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that this is bad news for aspirin, then if you know somebody who's taking warfarin or Coumadin, you need to read this as saying this is what the dangers of those drugs are as well. Blood, brain bleeding, and so on. So,
One of the things here, it says if you want to adopt a truly heart-healthy diet, take omega-3s.
Bingo. There's the omega-3s again. We have to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, Dawn Blanken has corrected me.
Again? And
yes. She's my fact checker. You know, once I start going at the mouth, I'm prone to saying anything. And Dawn Blanken is out there listening to the show, keeping me straight. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I like this song. This is Slim Thug.
Slim Thugger. You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters.
You say good girls got to get down with the gangsters. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
Okay. Welcome back. Okay, so where do you want to go first? Oh, we have to do the correction. Hold on a second. So, remember earlier in the show I said that we're becoming a police state. That was the wrong terminology. I should have said nanny state, chiefly a British word, a term, a government regarded as overprotective or as interfering unduly with personal choice. That is from the Oxford Dictionary, thanks to Dawn Blanken. So I'm corrected. We are not becoming a police state. We're becoming a nanny state. Nanny, nanny, help me, nanny. So there you go. Thank you for that, Dawn.
So did you know the FDA approved another weight loss drug this week?
Doesn't surprise me, but I didn't know it.
Like I said to you, like we need another weight loss drug?
Yeah. All the weight loss drugs that they have now aren't working, but let's get one more on the table.
So this one evidently has an antidepressant component to it. It's combined two drugs together. One is an antidepressant, and one was originally treated for addiction.
You let people mess with your brain with drugs, you have lost your life. That's it. I mean, you let people alter the way your brain works, that's it. There's nothing you can do. You won't be able to make any type of good judgment ever again.
The FDA warns because it contains an antidepressant, bupropion, there are risks of increased suicidal thoughts and behaviors that are usually associated with these types of drugs.
Well, I think that's how it works, right? So you undergo rapid weight loss once you're dead. And so they go, look, this guy started taking this weight loss product, and 6 months later, he's only 9 pounds. Well, there you go.
There are even reported neuropsychiatric events associated with bupropion in patients using it as a smoking cessation aid.
Oh, my God. I mean, give me a break.
It can also cause seizures, raise blood pressure and heart rates. So that they think that this is going to be a good alternative to someone who's obese.
Yeah, I mean, you may as well take your chances with the diseases you're going to develop from obesity. I mean,
why not take the time and send these patients to a place where they can teach them about lifestyle modification and exercise? How about that? How about using the funds to open up clinics that will teach these patients how to change their lives?
Yeah. The insurance companies won't pay for that because the insurance companies are in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. The product is called Contrave. You will hear more about it as time goes on.
The FDA advisory panel endorsed Contrave, saying that weight loss benefits outweigh the health risks.
Yes, but just in FDA true form, a couple years from now, something will happen. People will be dying. They'll say, oh, well, the company, they hid the information from us. Or they'll come out and say, hey, we've changed our mind. This means nothing. When the FDA talks, it's like your six-year-old nephew telling you, oh, I think I hear Santa Claus. You go, yeah, that's right, little boy. Now you sit there quietly. When the FDA talks, you have to take what they say with the same gravity as a person who is feeble-minded telling you that the sky is falling. That's how you have to treat them.
Well, you know what I find interesting? People will say to me, and it's FDA approved.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
that's some benefit.
No, you know what that means? When someone says, and it's FDA approved, what they're really saying is, I am a dumb lemming. You didn't know this about me, but I'm a dumb lemming. Now you know. Because I believe everything the FDA says. That's what they're really saying. Unbelievable.
So, do you chew gum?
I love gum. I chew it during my workouts. I chew it. I'm chewing it right now.
So, Carmela, thanks, Carmela, posted this article. And it's talking about gums that contain GMO aspartame.
Uh-huh.
And you don't think about, like, just going. I know a lot of friends of mine who compete in to help them, like, satisfy their craving for something sweet. They'll go get gum and chew it.
Right.
But you don't think about all the aspartame. I mean, it may be small doses, but still, it's got the aspartame in it.
Right. And especially if you're chewing it, like, five times a day to push back hunger pangs.
Yeah, Excel, Double Mint, Bubblicious, Dentine, Trident, Juicy Fruit, Orbit, even Nicorette gum, Mentos. You know, Trident, I used to chew Trident. I haven't chewed it in years, but right. I used to.
Right.
So
I don't chew any of those. We buy a gum at Vitamin Shop.
It's called Spry. I've got it right here in front of me. It has xylitol in it. That's the sweetening agent. And actually, xylitol is known to help prevent cavities.
Yeah.
So, like, if you can't brush after you eat, then you chew xylitol. It helps to get rid of bacteria.
Now, xylitol is a sugar alcohol, which means that those people who are sensitive to sugar alcohols probably will have to be careful how much of this they chew. Some people get stomach distress from sugar alcohols. I don't. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't bother me at all.
But then also, Glee gum was one that was listed on this article that was a good alternative because it's all natural.
I like Glee gum because I like that little guy on the box. The little guy, Joe, he looks like something out of a Monopoly game board. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh, yes. They actually have, on this website that I'm looking at, they have a kit that you can buy from the Glee Gum Company that you can make your own candy kits. You can make your own chewing gum, gummies.
Really?
And chocolate it's an activity kit. It's educational and eco-friendly. It comes with natural ingredients and simple instructions. That would be fun to buy and make with your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that'd
be teaching
really
cool. them something.
Yeah. That's cool.
And then the other one was the Pure Gum. It's also aspartame free.
And it's P-U-R, pure.
Pure Gum. Pure. I have not seen that on the shelves.
No, I haven't either, actually. That's the first time I've seen anything about that one. But I do like Glee. I think that little guy on there is funny. Okay.
Just really quick here, since we've been ranting about the FDA today, evidently the Google co-founder, Google is trying to come up with some apps for healthcare.
Right.
And
now, when you say healthcare, you mean so doctors and healthcare companies can use them, or the people use them, the individuals, end users use them?
They're pouring billions into gadgets and apps designed to transform healthcare.
Okay, so they're talking about the industry. They're not talking about the individual. Good. Okay.
They're saying that healthcare is so heavily regulated that it's a painful business to be in.
It's got to be. It's a mess. Healthcare is a mess today. We have a good friend who's a physician, and he may be pushed into bankruptcy because he was foolish enough to treat people on Medicaid, Medicare. He works with a lot of people in nursing homes, and most doctors don't want to have to deal with the government as the payer. And because, number one, they pay slow. Number two, they don't pay nearly enough. Number three, this is a tactic. So he's been a doctor for many years. And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. And he's a good doctor. And he works with a lot of people that no one wants to work with. And a lot of them are in nursing homes. And they're challenging him for money they paid him from 5 years ago. That they're saying, well, these services weren't 5 years, 3 years, 2 years ago. He has to go back and defend himself against the Medicare, Medicaid people. In the meantime, while they're working things out, they want him to give them the money back. So he has to pay them the money back while he defends himself and what's the word I'm looking for? What is it? Isn't it funny? I just lost that word. When you plead something, when court finds one way and you go in and you file a, you're not a
extension.
Never mind. Somebody out in the audience knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, the point is this: an appeal. That's it. So he has to appeal it, but in the meantime, he has to give the money back. So he's going to go bankrupt. Now, keep in mind, folks. Keep in mind, dealing with the government as a payer. For most doctors don't want to do it. This is why nobody who has government-issued insurance can find good doctors, because of these kind of shenanigans. It's terrible. So I can understand the founder of Google being frustrated, because dealing with the government for any reason at all is just – it's like dealing with people that are stuck in molasses. That's what it is. We have to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad. Today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to Quest Apparel. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. PRIMAL-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. We're going to tell you now how you can get an anti-snoring ring. If you're listening to the show, if you snore, if you know somebody who snores and you want to check one of these out, I have about eight of them. They come in small, medium, and large. The small size, let's see here. The small size fits a finger from 15.5 millimeters to 18 millimeters. The medium size fits a finger, a pinky finger of 17 to 19 millimeters. And the large, 19 to 22 millimeters. Send me an email at onair@superhumanradio.com. Include your mailing address and your name, obviously. And we'll give them away to everybody who sends one in, as many as we have to give away. So if you want to try it.
How do they work?
I haven't tried it. Believe it or not, I have one, and I just haven't tried it yet. You put it on your pinky finger and go to sleep. That's it.
And it's supposed to stop you from snoring?
It uses not acupuncture, but acupressure. And there's supposed to be a nerve that runs in your pinky finger there that somehow affects snoring. So that's it. That's how it works. So people can get it. So send me an email, onair@superhumanradio.com, and let me know if you're going to be a small, medium, or large. And as many as we have, we will give them away. I promise you that. Oh, there you go. Okay, what do you want to talk about first, Alisa?
You wanted to talk about the honey. Honey.
Yeah, I do want to talk about honey because honey is magic, right? So go ahead. Tell the story.
Well, evidently, there's a unique group of 13 lactic acid bacteria found in the honey stomach of bees, which shows promise as an alternative to antibiotics.
Now, think about this for a second, right? Lactic acid bacteria is Lactobacillus acidophilus.
Probiotics.
These are probiotics, and it makes perfect sense. And you said during the...
The honey is basically bees' vomit.
Yes, it is.
Why didn't
that work?
Why didn't what work?
Forget about it. I had a vomit sound queued up here and it didn't play. I keep clicking it and it's not playing, so that's okay. Anyway, but yes, it is bee vomit. Little bees throwing up. So you're getting the microbes that are in their gut in the honey. And we've known about this anyway. For those of us who have used honey to treat a cut or wound, you know how fast the cut or wound heals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the antimicrobial effects of honey, but also there are other things in the honey that actually promote healing. So it's pretty cool stuff.
Yes.
So how are they going to use, so will honey be used instead of antibiotics?
Well, I don't know.
I think that's what they're suggesting they're going to study now, right?
Yeah, that they applied, there were 10 horses who had persistent wounds, and that their owners had tried several other treatments with no luck, but the lactic acid bacteria mixture, it healed their wounds.
Right. Yeah. What they're basically saying is something we've known in this audience for a long time, that honey will heal wounds faster. And that's good. And I would imagine that taking honey has to help as well in a probiotic, antibiotic fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there you go. Okay, what else would you like to talk about, Alisa? Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, so we're going to end the show a little early today, but it's been a lot of fun. Dawn Blanken did send me another email. Just let me look at it real quick and make sure that I'm not missing something.
We didn't have any listener questions for today.
No, except the one about the stop snoring ring, which we are giving away. If you send an email to onair@supremeradio.com. She said, she's talking about Contrave. It's also approved for diabetes, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. Since it contains an antidepressant, it will include the warning, as you pointed out, increased risk of suicidal thoughts associated with antidepressants. It's actually Wellbutrin is the brand name of the antidepressant, which they give to people to help them with smoking cessation.
They gave that to my stepfather one time, and he wouldn't take it. He didn't take it especially when he found out it was an antidepressant.
Good for him.
He refused to take it, but they prescribed it to him as a smoking cessation aid.
Yeah, and he went to chewing tobacco instead, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He calls it his bubble gum.
Yes.
Give me my bubble gum.
There's no aspartame in that bubble gum.
No, there's not. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun this week. We had great shows. We have great shows planned for next week. I want to thank everybody for listening. Also, if you have not thought about or tried Primal D yet or are interested in learning more, the science is there, primal-d.com. If you take vitamin D, and I say this not because it's a product that I am offering. I say it because the science behind it is so profoundly evident of what I'm about to say, and that is this is the best vitamin D supplement you can take. If you take vitamin D for whatever reason, this is the way to take it through the skin.
Especially, I'm thinking I'm going to go home and put some on right away, especially with the change of seasons coming up and you know, the seasonal affected disorder.
Well, and everybody I know right now is telling me that they feel tired or they just don't feel themselves. And it's because the day-night cycles are shifting. You know, it happened slowly, but the days just got shorter. The nights are starting earlier. The days are starting later. People don't have that motivation that they had during the summer. It's because of the change in seasonality. You can help with that by using vitamin D, regardless of what kind of vitamin D you use. But really, Primal D is the best out there. Primal-D.com. Check it out.
Don't you have a coupon code right now?
Not right now. We had a coupon last week. Chuck My D. If you have a vitamin D product now, it may still be active. I got to be honest with you. I don't know if we shut it down. It's Chuck My D. Chuck My D, like in other words, I'm going to throw my current vitamin D away and buy this, and it's 15% off a bottle, or as many bottles as you want to buy. We actually had a woman buy 3 bottles the other day in Nebraska. She said her doctor told her that both she and her husband are low on vitamin D, as is her mother. She is in her 80s. Her mother's in her 90s. And so Kevin Stevenson.
She's in her 80s and her mother's in her 90s?
Yeah, well, maybe her mother had her when she was like 18 or something like that. You know, I mean, 17 or something. And so Kevin Stevenson, who used to do a radio show about health, sent her the link and said, you need to check this out. And she said, she calls me Guy. Hey, Guy. I actually had to, she had trouble on the website, and she leaves a message and she goes, hey, Guy, I need you to call me. I'm having trouble on this website trying to order this Primal D. It was funny. She was in Nebraska, I think, or Wyoming. I forget. I think it was Nebraska. But anyway, she said, you know, they don't get out as much anymore. And the doctor said that their vitamin D levels are really low. And I said, look, you'll probably be able to get by spraying this on once every day or once every other day. Each bottle is going to last over a year. And she said, well, give me 3. I'll get one for my husband and one for my mother, too.
And then she said her sister wanted one now.
Yeah, she just emailed me the other day and said, you know, her sister wants one, too, now. So I don't know if I'm going to have to help her through the website again or not. I may have to, but that's okay. I'm here to serve.
Hey,
anyway,
Guy.
Hey, Guy. That's what she called me. Hey, Guy. Anyway, check it out, primal-d.com, and we'll see everybody next week.
Bye.